Hi, friends. Welcome to another edition of Cannabis Corner. I'm Rick.
And I'm Jeanette.
And joining us is Nicole Ritchie, and she's from
NY Small Pharma.
And you have an event coming up, and tell us all about it.
Sure. Well, just want to say NY Small Pharma with an F-A-R-M-A, and our event, we host the annual Craft Flower Cup, and it's on June 20th in Warwick, New York.
Now, there's a big difference between farmer with an F and pharma with a PH, so thanks for clearing that up. Jeanette has a question for you.
Yeah, we're so excited about this event. We can't wait. And there's been so much buzz about it, and we just want to make sure everybody knows a little bit about it. So the first question we were thinking about is, who gets to enter this great event?
Thanks. It's open. We have two divisions, licensed and home grow. So there's a winner for home grow, there's a winner for licensed, and then they go up against each other in best in cup. And this year we have over 30 growers that are licensed and a good portion of home grow as well, with a total of 42 samples.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's one of our largest licensed entries in the 4 years we've been doing it. So we're really excited.
That's awesome. And who's judging it?
Our judges include cultivators, breeders, cannabis enthusiasts, consumers, industry professionals, all from across New York.
Awesome.
And what makes the competition truly unique versus other cups is that they're all of the judging is done blind. So the judges don't know whether it's a home grow, it's licensed, it's indica, sativa, a true hybrid, if it's outdoor, indoor, mixed light, if it's been grown in living soil. They have no idea. It's completely blind.
Nicole, I have a quick question. If you're tasting wine, you usually swirl it around your mouth and you spit it out. What do you do when you're sampling 30 different brands of cannabis?
That's a great question. So we walk them through on our judges form how to assess it. Most of the people that we choose, especially the breeders and growers, already know. But you definitely inhale, unlike Bill Clinton, in our judging competition. But we ask folks not to stack the samples. So we give them ample time to be able to do X number of samples in a day, where they're not smoking other cannabis or other samples back to back, so they can really review each one independently.
That's smart, really smart. Let me ask this. Once the winner is finally found out at the award ceremony coming up, which we're so excited about, what are they going to get? What's the prize?
So they get, of course, bragging rights and the respect of their peers, which is probably the biggest thing that these growers look for. They get trophies. The top tier gets their biggest trophies. And then we also work with those growers on helping them market and giving them a lot of attention throughout the year. And a lot of the winners in our competition, you know, it puts them on the radar. Dispensaries reach out to them, are interested in wanting to carry them and see their products just based on the fact that they won. And that's really what we're looking to do. And, you know, every year people learn a little bit more from the judges' comments on how they can improve their grow.
Wow, I love that. That is great. And I think one of the best things about it is that it is a blind tasting, because it really does put it so everybody, you don't know what you're tasting when you are judging. And I think that's really, really smart.
I agree. Thanks for recognizing that. A lot of times people walk in, as you know, as a dispensary owner, people walk in with assumptions about how indica affects them, how sativa affects them, whether, you know, THC matters to them or not. And the fact that they don't know that really gives it a very clean answer. And we also work with researchers to put questions in there to test their blind knowledge. Can they tell if it was grown indoor or outdoor based on the feel of the high? Can they tell if it's an indica or a sativa, or even just by examining it? And we also ask them if they can guess the cultivar. So we put those questions in there to test people's blind knowledge.
Nicole, can you tell us the winner from 2025? Was it a sativa, hybrid, indica?
That's funny. I don't remember what the plant shape was like, because indica sativa really is about plant shape and mm-hmm. nothing more than plant morphology, although that there are certain attributes to each that tend to also show in the flower and in the experience of smoking the flower. Mm-hmm. But last year, Legacy sweeps the competition. They took first and second in best in cup. So this year, hopefully, New York License comes back strong.
Yeah, you never know, right?
And Nicole,
you never know. A good grower is a good grower.
What's coming up in 2026 for you, Nicole?
For New York Small Pharma? Well, New York Small Pharma is a not-for-profit. We're not an event organization. We really do this to bring education to the community and to help our small craft growers get a platform. Anyone who's paying attention knows the small players are really struggling against these billion-dollar corporate companies that have, you know, businesses in many states. And so, you know, we work closely with them through this not-for-profit. We work with social and economic equity. And for us in 2026, we're launching a cannabis craft incubator for social and economic equity, and we're also applying for our research license. We're going to start working with universities across the state looking at cultivation sciences for cannabis specifically.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Well, keep up the good work. And the website is nysmallpharmawithanf.org for further info.
And we've got the award ceremony coming up. You want to tell us just a little bit about that so people know where they can get tickets and all the great stuff going on that's coming right up soon?
Sure. You can follow us on Instagram to find out about the judges and how the judges is going. On our bio link, you can buy tickets. You can go to our website, www.nysmallpharma.org/events, plural. And you'll see, you can click on there to buy tickets and learn about who's speaking. John Caggia, executive director, will be speaking on Schedule 3. Somebody from Cornell is going to be speaking on living soil. And we have a panel of expert growers talking about genetics, pheno hunting, how to develop unique cut. And it's going to be on June 20th from 12 to 8 p.m. 4 p.m. awards will be announced. Well, it's going to be at the Fence Road Farm Brewery in Warwick. You can get tickets through our bio link on Instagram or at our website, www.nysmallpharma.org/events, plural. And you can click on there to get tickets and come on out and learn why this competition is a celebration of New York's independent cannabis farmer and the communities that support them.
Thank you very much. Nicole Ritchie, 98.1 KZE Cannabis Corner. I'm Rick.
And I'm Jeanette. Thanks so much, Nicole. Can't wait to see you at the event.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you there.